Welcome to the Stay Ready Real Estate Podcast, your action plan for real estate success. Here, we stay ready. Staying ready is being mindful of time and actively doing the things on a daily basis so we stay prepared for the opportunities that come our way. Join your host, Emeka, as he dives into the world of real estate investing, interviewing experts and sharing actionable insights. If you enjoy this podcast, please subscribe today. We would love to know each and every one of you. So please go to GubanaEquity.com and click Invest With Us today so we can figure out how we can get to your investing goals.
What's going on, Stay Ready family? It's your boy here, Emeka, and today's topic is going to be focusing on time management, right? And I want to focus on those who are getting into real estate or those who have a W-2 job. They work for someone else and they're trying to get into real estate. I'm going to focus on those because for those people who are in that phase like I am, time management is crucial. It's very important. You can't slip up because every second, every hour matters. It matters because we don't get that second that just passed a second ago. So we're trying to reach to the goals that we want. We have to figure out a way to have extreme focus on the goal and make sure it aligns with your core values. So for those people who have a W-2 and you try to find some passive income so you don't have to work for forever, or even active if you want to start your own business because you don't want to work for somebody else forever. Number one, do not lose your job doing this, right? Unless you have a huge nest egg and you're willing to take a chance because you know you can rely on some money that's coming in. Do not lose your job for this. Prioritize your job. Be the best at your job as you can. Hopefully it's a career as well, if you know, for the time being, because if you're doing good at your job, your management sees you, they like you, that means more money can potentially come in, and that's more money that you can save for your next investment, right? So we want to excel in everything. So since time matters, let's make the most of that time, the most of the hours in every aspect of our life, and then we'll have a full, complete, you know, hopefully a full, complete life that we enjoy. So number one is definitely still prioritize your job, your W-2, because they are the ones that are most likely paying the bills. Most of the country of the United States are going paycheck to paycheck. And if they miss a paycheck, then, you know, they might be out of luck. So that's why I always say prioritize your job, because as long as it's making money and paying the bills, then you shouldn't be losing anything, right? And number two, I want you to realize this is not easy and this takes time. What is this? This is joining into real estate, making this a long-term wealth building tool for you. You know, you can find easier deals. I say easier deals, single families, duplexes, things like that. You can find those more often because it's lower barriers to entry to buy, as well as it's less complex. Right. And if you have a W-2 job, how do you find the time to look for these houses? How do you find the time to know what's going on in the market? And the biggest thing is, you know, allocating, I would say, right after work, 30 minutes to an hour on just doing one thing every single day, and then build a routine, even if it's 30 minutes. Every single day right afterwards. That's what I do, typically speaking, from 5 to 6 p.m. I am doing some activity that helps build my knowledge or gives me a competitive advantage or gives me one step closer to my goal, whether that's making an offer, emailing banks, emailing the city for a response in the morning. I always try to focus and find that 1 hour, that 30 minutes to 1 hour after work, since I can focus strictly on that, put my phone down, wife is still working. So it's one of those things where it just works for me. So if you can allocate the first hour right after work or before work, you'll get so much done throughout the week, months, year, you have no idea. So if you have a W-2 job and you're trying to figure out one way to just get started, allocate 1 hour after work, no matter what time it is, and just do it. Just do it. Most things aren't that urgent right after work because you're mainly just trying to get home. So figure out a way to shift that mindset and say, okay, 30 minutes left to work, 30 more minutes to, do da 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 da. Because 1 hour is not long, 30 minutes is very fast. It'll go by quick. So what else do I do, right? What else do I just said prioritize a job. So what else? If you need a job, need a career while you're building yourself with your real estate knowledge, your real estate properties, whatever it may be, while you are doing that, one thing you need to see is what do you love, right? Is real estate really what you want to do? Because if it is, then you're in it for the long haul. So if you need to have a job, or so if you're working as a W-2 employee, it's best to try to find something that mingles with your real estate goals, right? So if you want to start buying and flipping houses, right, being an appraiser for the city or for a private company would be great. Being an adjuster, dealing with insurance claims for different properties, you'll see what's going on. You can see if someone's just going to sell because they don't want to pay the insurance, right? Being a civil engineer for new developments. If you can find that specific niche that you enjoy that makes money, that's high earning, like an engineer or something that's well valued, maybe like an appraiser, then you'll always be around, and you'll always be learning every single day through experience. The number one thing to get into number one thing that helps you become more credible is experience, because then you can speak on your experience and you're telling the world that, hey, look, I've done this. I've done this. I can talk about it because I know exactly what happens based off my situation. So I'm telling you this because, I'm telling you this because this is a fact. This happened. So whenever you're going on social media and posting all these different metrics and how to be a real estate investor, you're already accredited because you're doing this and you're speaking from experience. So if you are in that field, right, being an investor and also being an appraiser, or being any other kind of contractor, a project manager for a big company, whatever it may be, something that will always keep you educated in real estate, it's huge. Because then it's gonna be a lot easier to understand things as it comes to you, just due to the fact that you're around it all the time, right? And if you're not, that is okay too. You need to focus on, as I mentioned earlier, being the top of your class, so you are the one that are getting the promotion. You are the one that's, advancing like you want to, and you can just save and live off of what you started with, and then put the rest in real estate to be a limited partner or a general partner, or to buy a quadplex, right? And also, I always recommend every hour counts, right? Time management. Every hour counts. You know what time that you typically go to bed. You know what time or the amount of time it takes you to get ready to go to work, right? Everyone has the same 24 hours, right? So how can you allocate every hour that you are awake? For me, what I do is, typically I wake up at 5 a.m., between 5 a.m. to 5:30, and then I go to the gym. And after that, I can just start my day, right? Start my day. And then now I know my day may start at, 10, 11, 12. It can start at any time since I make my schedule. And I know from this point A, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., I need to be here. It'll take me 30 minutes to get to my next spot. So I'll be there from, da 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 da. But I know I get off at, let's say, 5 p.m. And then, for 30 minutes, I will need to respond to emails. And another 30 minutes, I will need to make a few phone calls to either some owners, because I'm going direct to seller, or just my partners, just to make sure that we're caught up on everything. So, time management, working while you're trying to reach your goals and being, the wealthiest person in real estate, it's hard. It's hard. It will get tiring. It will get tiring. There's no doubt there. And some days you're gonna think, is this worth it? Right? I wanna let you know now, because a lot of people tell me they want to get into real estate but don't have the time. And if they can just manage the time, you find time. And once they start doing things, then you don't have much traction. Right. You've been, doing this for a year or two, reading books, was spending your hour after work just educating, networking, whatever it may be, and you're still not in a deal, or you still don't have enough money. or you still don't have enough money saved from, from your job, right? That means you have to just keep going until the deal comes to you. It took me a very long time to get into it. It took a lot of hard work. I had to up and move the state to get to where I want to be, right? And not everyone can do that, period. So when you're managing your time efficiently, you can do anything, right? Time is the biggest hurdle and the biggest thing that we're shooting for when it comes to reaching our goals. How is it a hurdle? Because there's only so much time left in the day after work and left after family, right? That you have to do anything. And then, it's the goal as well because we're shooting to gain more time, right? The more money that we have, the more that we don't have to rely on someone else giving us money, the more that we are time free because we don't need the money because we have it passively coming in, flowing in. Right. So when it comes to time management, while you have a job, while you're also, working with family, kids, whatever it may be, you need to figure out those time pockets that you can focus on and that you can allocate every single day in your schedule in order to get to where you want to go. Right. And I usually recommend an hour after work. Just allocate 1 hour after work and see what that can happen. Until next time, stay ready, crew. See ya.